Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Chris Brown, Bills play-by-play man, will be calling the Bills-Ravens divisional game Sunday at 6:30. Brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. And Equitable Advisors, thinking about today and planning for tomorrow. Chris, you're around the team this week. What's the confidence level? What are you seeing and hearing?
Yeah, I mean, I think they know that they're a much different team than they were back in week 4. When they lost by 25. I think they know they were without some of their starters on defense. I think they know that they didn't have Amari Cooper on the roster back then. And I think they feel their offense has morphed into pretty much an unstoppable machine down the stretch in the second half of the season. So I think as much as they respect the Ravens and know they have grown and improved, I think they feel they're an improved team from the one that played them in week 4 as well.
The Ravens attacking the Bills, I mean, we saw the way that they went after Pittsburgh yesterday on the ground. You know, pretty similar to Buffalo's game plan, actually, in wild card week. Do you expect the Ravens to take a similar approach on Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, it's not like they can't pass the ball. I mean, Lamar Jackson threw over 40 touchdown passes this season. So, I mean, they are a two-dimensional offense, much like the Bills are. And they also have a very difficult-to-defend read option game. It's not just handing it off to Henry. It's Lamar Jackson standing there waiting and reading the defense and deciding whether to leave it in Henry's breadbasket or pull it and run himself. So, I mean, you have two rushers, one that ran for almost 2,000 yards, the other who ran for almost 1,000 yards at the mesh point. It's really a pick-your-poison situation when they run that read option.
Zay Flowers, their top receiver, how does it change things for the Ravens if he doesn't play on Sunday?
It is a loss. It would be a loss if he's not available. He suffered an LCL sprain in his knee in week 18, did not play last week, and hasn't practiced yet this week. He's their leading receiver. He leads them in receptions, receiving yards, and he made his first Pro Bowl. As a matter of fact, he's the first wide receiver ever in Baltimore Ravens history to be named to the Pro Bowl, which kind of gives you an indication of the history of this team being a running football team. But nonetheless, yeah, he would be a noticeable absence from their offense and would be one less thing for the Bills defense to worry about.
You know, given that and what we were just talking about, if these two teams try and run the ball, could we be talking about a tight game? I mean, we know they're evenly matched. They're two of the best teams in the NFL. You might expect a close game, but, you know, could it be especially tight if both teams are trying to take long possessions?
Yeah, we saw both teams take that approach last week, to your point, Brian, and I understand where you're coming from. I think what you have to do, if you want it to be a tight game, and I think the Bills do because big plays are what cost them in the last matchup, so you're trying to keep them to 5, 10-yard plays, not 20 and 40-yard plays. And I would imagine that the Ravens are trying to do the same. And really, if you think about it, knowing how tight many expect this game to be, I think the team that has the 3 to 5 big plays probably wins this game on Sunday. So yes, I think it's close, but I think one team's going to probably have those one or two key plays near the end of the game that's probably going to decide it.
Chris, could kicking be the X factor in this one with the cold conditions? We're hearing this morning that the football is going to be like hard ice, you know, no give in that ball. What are you thinking about that in the kicking game?
Yeah, that's an interesting sidebar to this whole matchup that really hasn't been getting much attention, but both of these kickers have struggled this season. Justin Tucker, who's the most accurate kicker in NFL history for the Ravens, missed 8 field goals and 2 extra points, which is very uncharacteristic for him. And as we know, Tyler Bass missed 5 field goal attempts and 5 extra points. And in a tight game, those guys could take center stage at the end. And yes, to your point, when it is cold, the ball is like kicking a rock. It doesn't fly as far in cold air. So that might change some decisions if the Bills or the Ravens get to the 38, 37, 35-yard line. That might be an area where on a normal weather day, you trot your kicker out there, but the respective offenses may have to get a little bit closer before a field goal attempt is even made because of the frigid conditions.
Yeah, that cold. I mean, players will say it's not a factor. Both teams have to play in it. But there has to be a difference, right, of somebody who's played in like 7 of these games versus somebody who might be experiencing it for the first time.
Yeah, I do know because we looked it up. The coldest game Lamar Jackson has played in, game time temperature, 27 degrees. So this will top that by a mile. I'm not sure what the wind chill or real field temperature was. He's played in a handful of 27-degree games, you know, below freezing, that kind of thing. But, you know, when you get down into the single digits, that's a whole different animal. And just talking to players, I think everyone, every one of them would agree that the hits hurt a little bit more when it's that cold. So making tackles or, you know, receiving blows from defenders doesn't feel good to begin with. It feels worse when it's this cold. And so that's why you have to hope that, you know, the Bills can get Derrick Henry on the ground before he's got a head of steam, because if he hits you at full speed, it's going to hurt a lot more on a cold day than it will on a normal day.
You know, we hear so much about Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry, but what are the Ravens' weaknesses?
Yeah, they don't really have many, Susan. Early in the season, they were giving up leads. Their pass defense was terrible. As a matter of fact, it was about the last and worst pass defense in the league, and it's why they got off to a 1-2 start this season. But then they made a lineup change. They took Kyle Hamilton, their dynamic defensive back, who they kind of used as a rover and slot corner up near the line of scrimmage, to try to have him around the ball to make more plays. They moved him to a true safety position on the back end. He runs the defense now from that spot, and their defense from week 11 on has been the best pass defense in football. So it's been a dynamic, season-altering change for their defense, and it makes them that much more of a complete team. This is a formidable team coming in here. I would say if there are any weaknesses, it's, again, where we often find them, at the second level of the defense, inside linebackers in coverage. Roquan Smith is a dynamic run defender at the linebacker position, along with Malik Harrison and Trenton Simpson, but in coverage, they struggle. And so Dalton Kincaid, Dawson Knox, and some receivers on some crossing routes, even backs out of the backfield, may have to be tapped into to make consistent yards against this defense.
Well, Chris, can't wait for the game. Can't wait for your call on WGR Down the Dial on 550. Chris Brown joining us. 6:30 kickoff, Bills and Ravens this Sunday.